If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Damn. New England having their best season in years. Real reasons to be excited about playoff prospects for the Patriots. Yesterday, the news came out that Steph Diggs was charged with strangulation of what his lawyers say is a dispute with an employee. Mm-hmm. Today, I'm just seeing this from WCVB-TV Boston. New England Patriots star defensive tackle Christian Barmore is facing a domestic assault charge, according to court documents out of Attleboro District Court.
They've been keeping a lot of stuff quiet, huh?
I mean, that's a lot of legal news in 24 hours for the Pats.
It's quick.
26-year-old is charged with one count of assault and battery on a family household member. You talk about keeping it quiet, B. Listen to this. The misdemeanor charge stems from an alleged incident in Mansfield on August 8th.
Damn.
According to documents, the victim had been in a relationship with Barmore. She alleged Barmore became angry with her about the air conditioning temperature in his bedroom and that they had an argument over food. According to court documents, the victim told police Barmore grabbed her phone from her hands while she was trying to leave the house. Charging documents stated the victim intended to open the door and scream for help, but Christian grabbed her before she could and threw her to the floor. The victim claimed Barmore grabbed her by the shirt and in the neck, but he eventually let her go. The criminal complaint was issued on December 16th, and Barmore is scheduled to be arraigned on February 3rd, 5 days before the Super Bowl.
Wait. This happened in August?
Yeah.
And then the complaint didn't happen until December?
Says the criminal complaint was issued on December 16th, which is 4 months later?
It's a long time.
Yeah.
It just makes you start thinking, like, okay, why now?
Yeah.
If you didn't do it then. Does he have a new girlfriend?
I don't know.
Hey, man, like, stuff happens, bro.
That is,
I don't know. So, listen. I'm saying they were keeping it quiet. Hell, they didn't keep it quiet. It wasn't there. They didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's certainly, what I know, the legal situations, lawyers, police, paperwork, like that. That's going to be its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
For Mike Vrabel and the Patriots, that's a lot of stuff in 24 hours going into week 18.
Hell yeah.
And
now, if I'm Mike Vrabel, I'm calling the meeting right now. I say, anybody else got something about to come out?
Seriously?
Let me know, please.
Just to be ahead of it.
Hell yeah.
Now, for this week's game against the Dolphins, you know, you wonder how much of an impact that makes.
It may not be an impact, but you know what? You know we're going to be asking questions to people that probably have nothing to do with it. Just like you and I talk about what we know, the players in the locker room don't know what's going on either, but they will be asked questions.
And New England's very much in contention for the one seed. And if they lost, I don't know how the tie-breaking procedures would go, but if they lost and Jacksonville won, could the Jags get up to the two? Like, this weekend does still matter, and Miami's playing a lot better ball than they were 2 months ago. So, a lot going on in New England. We're going to play Jeff's song here in just a minute. But, B, I did want to ask you one thing. We've talked about George Pickens a few different times, and we're both of the mindset that Jerry ain't letting him go.
Yeah.
I learned something yesterday that I was unaware of. Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons, that relationship came to a divorce status, largely because Jerry didn't. David Mulligetta of Athletes First is Micah Parsons' agent.
Mm-hmm.
Mulligetta is one of the biggest agents in football, period. It represents a ton of top talent. Lanville, if you said something, I didn't hear you. Mulligetta and Jerry Jones would not speak in the process. Jerry would not speak to Mulligetta, and that's why that thing went so sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Mulligetta also represents George Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
Does that complicate things?
No. They'll get it done eventually.
You think?
Jerry talks when he wants to talk. And you know one thing? Jerry loves offense. He likes scoring. So,
Here's the plan. Coming up on Monumental Network, Capitals pregame live at noon with Alexa Landestoy, Alan May, and Brent Johnson. Caps are taking on the Rangers at home today. You'll have Joe B. Locker and Al Kokin on the call of the game. B. Mitch and Finley is back right here on 106.7 and on the YouTube page after the break. Right now, Jeff Walker, Week 18 song against the Eagles. Jeffrey, what do we got?
I did something different. I wanted to, this year, I wanted to do something different. You'll hear it when I play the song. Let's go, Landini.
I hope he ain't singing.
Woo. Four wins so far. This ain't been the best season. It been a lot of ups and downs. But you know what? I still believe in that burgundy and gold. I still believe that burgundy and gold. And I know it's fans all across the fan base that got love for this team. You know, they got mad love for this team. They out there when we losing. They out there in the cold. They out there in the rain. You know what? I ain't even gonna kill this team. Hey, yo, Master Chief, what we on? Now I'ma say it all and put it to rest. Everything I hate is wanna say straight from their chest. Terry dead, hold out. And he was hurt. Like 18 others, D-Wise and Zach Ertz. Why not us? Why not us? Commanders to the Super Bowl and Cliff we trust. Yeah, we signed Debo. He delivered a hit. But our defense lacked that entity and wit. We won four games to beat the Giants twice. Lost all the other big ones under primetime lights. B-Rob was sent packing, told to kick rocks. You can watch that and more all on Hard Knocks. Ben Lane took it to the house, found no flags. Burksburg, he was with the one hand snag. Haters ain't no war, your land is all been told. I'm forever gonna be Burgundy and gold. Yeah, Master Chief at the best. Haters ain't no war, it's all been told. I'm forever gonna be Burgundy and gold.
Get back next year for sure. Knuckle up.
I enjoyed that, Jeffrey. Well done. Shout out to Master Chief. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Coming up next on Monumental Sports Network, Caps pregame live. More B. Mitch and Finley after the break on 106.7 The Fan.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.